Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. Our country is in shock at the slaughter of 32 Virginia Tech students and teachers. Our national consciousness will be dominated for days by the senseless deaths and the wounding of dozens more on Virginia Tech's campus. You and I will try to make sense of what is utter madness, and we in the media will report on every conceivable element of the worst shooting rampage in our nation's history as we try to learn more about the lives cut short by a 23-year-old man named Joe Sung-hee. Why did Ryan Clark, who pursued three majors and performed charity work, and all the other wonderful people have to fall prey to madness? Why was Joe Sung-hee so alienated that his peers, instructors, and even roommates in the Blacksburg University community didn't take more action to help him and protect themselves? As more days pass without answers, and they surely will, it is all too likely that this horror will become a historical benchmark. A benchmark against which future campus and school shootings will be compared. It's also likely too many of us will fail to ask and seek answers to the most important question of all. Why are we, our society, and our culture tolerating the deaths of so many of our college students? While the horror of the murders in Blacksburg galvanize our attention, we in the national media seemingly lack the capacity to report and to analyze what has become accepted violence and death on campuses all around the country. Fatal mass shootings in our nation's elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges number just over 250 killed over the past 80 years. While shooting violence is worsening, it does not approach the toll of other violence on our college youth. We all seem unable to assimilate the fact that thousands of college students are dying violently each year. About 1,100 students each and every year will commit suicide. And 4 of every 5 young people who attempt suicide exhibit clear warning signs. And the rate of drug overdoses among our teens and young adults has more than doubled over a 5-year period from 1999 to 2004. And each year, on average, there are 1,400 drinking-related deaths among college students nationwide. The Task Force on College Drinking estimates that binge drinking by college students also contributes to 70,000 cases of sexual assault or rape each year. The Virginia Tech murders are horrible, and because they are dramatic, they have our full attention. But for all our sakes, I hope we also ask ourselves why our society permits what has become the routine slaughter of a far greater number of young people on our college campuses. We should also ask ourselves why we've done so little to understand the causes of all these senseless deaths on our campuses. As we grieve for those murdered and wounded in Blacksburg, I hope we can all agree it's important to address the larger scope of violence on our college campuses and to deal with the underlying causes. We must reject death and violence as a rite of passage on our college campuses. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment about my thoughts, please email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by
Office Depot, taking care of business.